enforcement rules for DMARC for optimum protection against phishing and spoofing. The article explains the enforcement rules of DMARC, domain-based message authentication, reporting, and conformance. Policies none, quarantine, and reject highlighting their roles in email security. DMARC ensures email authenticity and combats spoofing and phishing, with adoption surging after mandates by Google and Yahoo for bulk senders. None policy, P equals none, is the most lenient and used for monitoring. It allows all emails, regardless of authentication results, to reach recipients. Ideal for early DMARC deployment, this policy gathers data on legitimate email sources and identifies spoofing attempts without disrupting email flow. Businesses with complex email services or domains not actively used for sending emails benefit from this policy. The quarantine policy, P equals quarantine, offers stricter enforcement by directing unauthenticated emails to spam folders. This policy acts as a transitional step between none and reject, balancing security and visibility. It minimizes phishing risks while allowing recipients to review flagged emails for false positives. It's suitable for domains frequently targeted by spoofing or when domain owners want to test stricter enforcement while refining SPF, DK, IM configurations. Their JEX policy, P equals reject, is the strictest, blocking unauthenticated emails entirely. It ensures maximum security, but demands a robust email ecosystem and precise configurations to avoid false positives that could disrupt legitimate communications. This policy is ideal for sensitive domains handling critical communications, such as financial or transactional data. The DMARC percentage, PCT tag, enables gradual policy enforcement by applying the policy to a specific percentage of emails. For example, setting PACT equals 20 enforces the policy on 20% of outgoing emails, reducing risks of misconfigurations during transitions to stricter policies. The article emphasizes starting with the none policy for data collection, progressing to quarantine for increased protection, and eventually moving to reject for optimal security, ensuring all email sources are properly authenticated along the way.